Thanks a lot. Today we mark a milepost. It's not an ending, it's not a completion, it's not a fruition. In the work of protecting children, we will never be good enough. We will never be as good as we want to be. But this is a really important day. I haven't been at all 70 swearing-ins, but I've been to a lot of them. Sometimes by prearrangement, there have been many times I've been on my way out the building and I see what's going on here, and the judge will testify that I intervened and invited myself. I'm proud of every person that is my co-worker in state government, but I don't make a point of swearing them all in. I tend to go to the life and death swearing-ins. National Guard, now and then, state police, DCS caseworkers. If you think about it, everything state government does is important, but there are only a few things that actually are of life and death importance. We're literally a life could hang in the balance, and in this case, the lives of our little ones, the most vulnerable and the most deserving. And I'm here to give a lot of thanks today. I'm going to start with the people, and I don't even remember all their names, but I remember a lot of faces, who, as I traveled this state, told me that we weren't where we ought to be in Indiana, that we were, in fact, among the worst in America. One of the most important things government can do, and that is look out for little children. I want to thank those who gave us the idea, first by executive order and later with the affirmation of the legislature, to carve out from a monstrous bureaucracy a focused agency called the Department of Child Services and give them two and only two assignments. One, to do a better job of collecting the child support through which single parents try to look out for kids, which they are doing. And secondly, to begin the long, long march from worst to first in protecting children, helping families, where possible, keeping families together and bringing the kind of counsel, kind of assistance that might lead to peace in the family and to love in the family and to the best and by far the preferred way to look after a child in the first place. Our journey did not start at the best of times. The state was broke, and we had a big job to do simply to bring expenditures in line with revenues, stop leaking red ink, start restoring balance, and eventually some rainy day protection. But we said, and our legislative friends in both parties agreed, that protecting kids would not wait. So whatever else we had to do to put Indiana in the black again, we weren't going to wait a day to begin building the organization to national standards, bringing down the highest caseloads in America to something more manageable, where each child would often enough be looked on and checked on and given personal attention. And the people in this atrium today and many more besides have helped us to do that. Today we mark, again, it's just a milepost, but it's such an important one. It took 3 years to get here, but as Judge Payne just said, we have more than doubled the number of caseworkers. We have, staff has reached the level where we will be among the best in America in terms of the caseloads that each person is asked to handle. We had to recruit and hire almost two people for each one additional slot because Jim and his team insisted on the highest quality in the people who do this work. And I have so much gratitude to each of you who are about to be sworn in, to those of you who have come before them, to those of you who have been here in the years before this march began, for sticking with it and hanging in and teaching us the ways we could support you in your work. It's been about a lot more than numbers. Judge Payne was a nationally recognized expert. That's why I implored him to take this job. And I have learned from those who know best that Indiana not only has the number of people deployed, but is using the most modern and proven evidence-based practices to protect our children. The practice reform, the new training, the most sensitive and personal approaches are now being used by those who have been your predecessors, and that's what we'll be asking you to do. Work not only in larger numbers, but work smarter, as best we know what works. And the same agency, the same state, which was last by almost every measure 3 years ago, is now first by many. HHS has been here to honor your new colleagues. The Annie Casey Foundation, the nation's authority on the protection of children, singled Indiana out recently. If you had come to your jobs 3 years ago, I couldn't have made this talk. But you are now joining one of America's very best organizations for looking after those who have no one else sometimes to look after them. Every time I visit with a new cohort, a new class, and I look at your faces, I have the same thought. I'm overwhelmed with, first of all, with gratitude that you would take this on. Even with all the advances we just talked about, this is going to be hard work and sometimes heartbreaking work. I'm always struck with humility because I don't know how a person can make day in, day out the kind of hard choices you'll have to make. Tough judgment calls with lives at stake very often, resting on your judgment, what your head and what your heart tell you is right for a given child or a given family. And we have a lot riding on you. And I just thank you so much for being willing to do it. We probably don't have a tougher job to offer in public service than the one that you have now accepted. I have to thank the people of Indiana's tremendous advocacy organizations. They were my tutors in my own education in this process. The Indiana Association of Residential Child Care Agencies, it's led by Kathy Graham, who's out of town today, but her colleagues are here. The Villages, led by Sharon Pierce. My old friend Andy Marshall, formerly a leader of that organization. To everyone here who works in the support network, the people with whom Department of Child Services collaborates, our profound thanks. Yours is the noblest work I know of in Indiana. And we are determined to support it, and extend it, and see that it is performed here better than any place in America. We have, I'm so glad to say, many members of the General Assembly who came today. There are many more behind them, but those who helped us navigate that tough problem I talked about, who helped us find the resources even within the tightest budgets in a half a century in our state. Connie Lawson, nobody worked harder than you did. Matt Bell, Peggy Welch, Senator Brent Steele, David Frizzell, thank you for coming. Bob Benning is here. And Teresa Lubbers, Dennis Avery, you've been at this a long, long time. I hope you feel some sense of accomplishment. You've been part of Indiana's conscience on this topic back when the state wasn't paying enough attention. Cindy Noe, God bless you. I haven't seen Phil Hoy, but the same statement could be made about Phil and Vanita Becker and my old friend Teresa Lubbers. So, I want to say again, This is just a milepost. The journey of protecting children will never end because one injury, let alone one lost child, is one too many. And we will always be pursuing the elusive zero, the unattainable perfection. But I thought it was worth stopping just for a few minutes on the occasion of this 70th class of new public servants, of new child protectors, to note how far we've come, how fast, and to thank at least some of those who made this remarkable progress possible. At the end of this event, the department, I'm told, will release the annual report that shows that enormous progress in reducing the number of kids hurt. I say again, since one is one too many, the work will never be done. But the work is being better done today by a long shot than it was years ago. And I hope those of you who are about to take the oath of office will resolve yourselves to see that 2 or 3 years from now, someone can convene us once again and we'll celebrate still further improvements in the lives of children in our state. With profound thanks to you all, God bless.
I hope you understand now why we call him one of our heroes. He was able to point out many of the legislators. I wonder, we have had on occasion, I think every one of them have been here to talk to our new graduates. Would you all stand and let them recognize you? Matt, would you all stand, please? And let's give them a congratulations and thank you also. Thank you. Thank you. I think I can safely say that Senator Weiss and every one of you have been here. We thank you so much for spending some of your time with our new staff in celebration today.